It is time now for the Trader Bills Fish Report, brought to you by Trader Bills, and joining me is Philip Kastner. Philip, this weekend, the modern gun season starts for deer. We've got rain falling today. Chances are over the weekend we're not going to have any rain, but that should, as you say, wipe the scent out through the woods and such as that. Is this going to help or hinder you?
I think it'll definitely help. You hit the nail on the head. We've got a lot of things going on in the weather. Cold fronts pushing warm fronts. Oh, by the way, we're on the building side of the November moon, which is going to be pretty much the peak of the rut for Garland County coming up in the next 2-3 weeks. So I think it's just a matter of trying to get out there and get some fresh dose in on the ground Saturday morning. Like you said, the woods will be clean, fresh scented, and hopefully it'll be able to shoot a big one.
You know, I hate to put a dark blanket on anything, but I saw a picture yesterday, and I know we think, you know, with the cold weather and all that, we're free of some of the hostile varmints, but a guy got bit by a 6-foot timber rattlesnake.
Yeah.
You got to be on the lookout for these things.
Well, I don't care where you're. If in the woods, then you got to watch for them. So, yeah, absolutely. You got to pay attention.
Okay. Well, now, on the fishing side of things, we've got fresh water coming in. We've got the drawdown, which should be just about complete for Lake Hamilton and Lake Catherine. And I'm seeing some good reports of crappie being caught, at least over on Greason. I hadn't seen anything yet on Hamilton, but you getting any reports?
Yeah, you know, Hamilton is down. It's at the 3-foot drawdown. Check my boat this morning in the stalls. Everything's good. That's something you always got to keep an eye on. And yeah, I'm sure the crawfish migration is going in full steam because it was awful warm the last couple of days and nights. All that's ending right now. Cold front's going to be pushing through, and it's only going to make it colder and colder and make those crawfish more dormant. They've got to move right now, or you know, when you're talking about 30-degree nights, that they cold-blooded aren't going to move at all. So it's a matter of them trying to get cool, get in the water, stay moving around in the water, and those Kentuckys and those blacks love eating them up, so it won't be long before they're all eaten.
You know, with the crawfish migration, we're still in that fall deal where we're having a shad migration. Is that going to hurt or help the shad?
Well, it's going to make them move a little deeper. You know, up until this week, they were, you know, very shallow, moved up on the surface. I went, I guess it was Wednesday or Thursday last week, to go put fuel in my barge right before the lake drawdown. And, man, between the Big Mazarin and the 270 bridge on Hamilton, there were acres and acres of shad on the surface. I'm sure they're going to be pushed down after the rain, and then the cold weather we get tonight, they'll be a little deeper.
All right. Well, it gives us something to look forward to over the next couple of weeks. What is happening at Trader Bills?
Deer season opens up Saturday morning. Trader Bills is running our propane on sale. If you need to fill up your campers or bottles before the cold weather gets here, we've got a hot price on propane. Also got a big selection of ammunition, guns, clothes, anything you might need for the upcoming weekend. Don't forget to check out our ad in the Sentinel Record newspaper, and please stop by.
Goodbye, Trader Bills, 1530 Albert Pike in Hot Springs, 623-8403 is the phone number. Philip, good to talk to you. At least we got a good cell signal today.
That's right. Thanks, Tom.
I look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.
You bet.
Trader Bills Fish Report, brought to you by Trader Bills.